Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Eloff is a writer, lecturer and attorney at Hunter Spears, and we wanted to ask him about this so-called, this donation of 50 million rand to Cuba. Is it legal? What is it about? And how do we deal with it? Daniel, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Fine, thanks, and you're lovely to be back.
It is awesome that you are. So first of all, what is this donation?
Well, we're not quite sure because government calls it a donation. Other times they call it funding. Other times they sort of refuse to answer any questions. So we're not exactly quite sure. But the gist of it is that earlier this year, the deputy DG for international relations said in parliament that they're planning on sending 50 million rand to the Cuban government. And that prompted us to write a letter to them asking, well, what is this donation and has it already been made? And the answer we received is, well, this is part of our goodwill towards the poor people of Cuba and an attempt to, you know, ensure good relations between the two countries.
Is there no mechanism where government is forced to or should be forced to answer these questions? I mean, surely, given the state of the country, given the lack of trust that we have, rightfully so and justifiably so, in the situation and in the integrity of government, surely these types of things you would think would be transparent.
Yes, absolutely. And that's pretty much the gist of the court case we have next week, Tuesday, is to say, well, there was no parliamentary oversight. No one is quite sure where this money is coming from. You know, it's quite strange. On the one hand, the South African government is getting money from the IMF, but then we're also giving the money out. So it is very peculiar. And basically what we've asked initially before the court case, we wrote to the department and to the minister and we asked, well, firstly, how do you justify giving 50 million rand to the government?
In this case, who is we? We wrote.
Oh, sorry. So our firm on behalf of AfriForum. Sorry, okay. I should have clarified that from the start. So
that's my job.
So, yes. Well, you're doing a good job of it, however, right, as always. No, so we're in court on behalf of AfriForum and our firm wrote to the minister saying, well, how do they, you know, sort of justify sending 50 million rand to the government of Cuba when things are going, you know, quite badly socioeconomically speaking in South Africa? And then secondly, why they didn't comply with various measures in the Public Finance Management Act in terms of parliamentary oversight and in terms of regulations by National Treasury? And the response we simply got was, well, it's okay, we have the money and we're giving it to them anyway.
Yeah, well, that's one hell of a response. Well, then why aren't we giving it to hospitals or perhaps schools or perhaps housing or perhaps the people of the country who need it? Or perhaps we could lower the fuel tax if we've got the money. You know, I can think of many better ways or many preferable ways, considering that South Africans are paying tax, where that money should go. And surely that would be locally. I mean, unless Cuba was some form of charity campaign that Cuba was running, I really can't see it. And it's incredible to me, because does that mean, more broadly speaking, that there is so little self-awareness from the ANC, that they aren't actually aware of the state of their own image, that they think that they could just give a 50 million rand, whatever it is, donation, loan, investment, call it whatever you will, without explanation, because we trust them? The trust factor is so low. Surely they should realize that.
Yes, and I mean, I think we're not as shocked to the callousness of this government as we used to be. I mean, but again, because I know a lot of people have said, well, you know, it's just 15 million rand. It's just sort of a fifth of what Nkandla was worth. But I mean, that goes to show how desensitized we've become to say, oh, well, it's just 50 million. You know, what's that in the bigger scheme of things? But the point is, it's 50 million here, a couple of million there. It's a PPE tender scandal there. And then you sit with the situation that we're currently in.
What can you hope for in terms of this court case?
Sure. So we're in court on Tuesday on sort of a very narrow legal point. We're just asking for an interdict that the payment be pended while we then issue a review application of the decision to give the donation in the first place. So on Tuesday, we're just hoping to convince the court that there is a prima facie case that there might be harm, there might be, you know, sort of a reason not to go ahead with the donation, and then pending the review application, the interdict remains in place. So that's what we're aiming for on Tuesday, and then hopefully if we're successful, we'll bring the review application shortly thereafter.
Is it just simply an obsession, or is there something deeper here that South Africa has with Cuba?
It's such a fascinating question, because to a large extent, a lot of people blame the economic woes of Cuba on, you know, Western imperialism, they'd like to call it, sanctions are the reason why Cuba
is... It's always everybody else's fault. It's never the fact that you're oppressing your own people and have denied them the very most basic human rights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, people would point to, you know, healthcare levels and literacy levels in Cuba, but they ignore the fact that, you know, people are starving and people are quite poor, and there hasn't been real progress for the past three decades in Cuba. But I think it's part of a sort of a broader ideological debate that's been raging for almost more than 100 years. And I think this is part of it. I mean, we shouldn't neglect the fact that the ANC has close ties with the former Soviet Union and its allies, and Cuba is clearly still an ally of that ideology. And I mean, that's the one part. The other part is, we're not sure if this is part of, and we asked this in the court case, whether or not this donation is made as sort of a quid pro quo for something else. We're aware of the Cuban doctors and engineers who are in South Africa. We're aware of these ties between the two countries. And we're not sure, you know, whether this is part of another deal that was made between leaders of the two countries. We simply just don't know.
Very, very frightening, but certainly a story that we will follow, and we appreciate the work that you are doing in this regard. Daniel Eloff, writer, lecturer, attorney at Hunter Spitz, talking to us about the 50 million rand donation to Cuba.